Good afternoon. So hantaviruses are rodent-associated viruses in the family Bunyaviridae. Most cases of hantavirus infection in the United States are caused by the C. nombre hantavirus, which is primarily spread by deer mice. Humans become infected with hantaviruses when they inhale aerosolized saliva, urine, or nesting materials from infected rodents. Cases of hantavirus infection occur sporadically, typically in rural areas and peri-domestic settings. Occupational exposure to wild rodents is a theoretical risk for hantavirus infection, but large serosurveys with such exposures have revealed low seroconversion rates. Hantavirus infection is rare in Indiana, with only 2 cases identified prior to 2015. Hantavirus infection can cause hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, or HPS, an acute febrile illness characterized by bilateral interstitial pulmonary infiltrates and clinically resembling acute respiratory distress syndrome. HPS is a severe illness which is fatal in 38% of cases. So on July 21st, 2015, the Indiana State Department of Health, or ISDH, received a call about a patient, patient A, with laboratory-confirmed HPS. This patient was an undergraduate student at a university, which I will refer to as University A, and had been participating in a wildlife ecology study using live wild deer mice. The case patient had presented for medical care on July 16th with reported coughing for 2 weeks, shaking, chills, shortness of breath, and fever. The patient was hospitalized and required oxygen without intubation. Subsequent evaluation showed bilateral interstitial infiltrates visible on X-ray. The patient was hospitalized for 8 days but recovered. Patient A met the national surveillance case definition for a confirmed case of HPS. Approximately 10 months later, on May 10th, 2016, the ISDH was notified of a second patient, patient B, with laboratory-confirmed hantavirus infection. This patient was also a student of University A and was also conducting wildlife ecology research with wild deer mice. Patient B presented for medical care on April 29th with a mild influenza-like illness and cough producing yellow sputum for 3 days. Patient B did not require hospitalization and met the national case definition for a confirmed case of non-HPS hantavirus infection. Patient A and patient B both tested positive for C. nombre antibodies at a commercial laboratory. Confirmatory testing performed at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for both patients was positive for IgM and IgG antibodies via ELISA. Acute specimens for both patients were also positive by PCR at CDC. Convalescent specimens were not collected for patient B. Both case patients participated in wild rodent research in the field and or the laboratory prior to their illnesses. Research activities included capturing wild rodents in nesting boxes, collecting various biometric measurements, and bleeding wild mice in the field. When handling wild rodents with risk of hantavirus infection, CDC recommends special precautions and personal protective equipment, or PPE, including long sleeves and long pants, a disposable surgeon's gown or coveralls, disposable shoe covers or rubber boots, 2 pairs of latex gloves plus a protective bite-proof glove, a disposable face shield, and an N100 respirator and safety goggles. The typical level of PPE worn by students during fieldwork is represented in these photos, used with permission and taken prior to the 2 cases of hantavirus infection. The CDC recommended level of PPE was not routinely in use by case patients while performing field activities, as you can see here. Additionally, both case patients reported being bitten and scratched by mice while performing research activities. As a result of this investigation, ISDH recommended the development of a standard operating procedure for handling rodents in the field and provided interim recommendations for prevention of hantavirus infection. Recommendations included the use of PPE and respiratory protection, choice and use of disinfectants, decontamination of equipment, and proper disposal of infectious waste. The 2 cases in this investigation represent a 2-fold increase in Indiana's all-time hantavirus case count in a 1-year period. During the investigation, wild-caught mice in the laboratory were euthanized, and undergraduate student involvement with wild mice in the lab and field has been suspended. The occurrence of 2 cases in the same occupational setting is unexpected, given the low rate of seroconversion in comparable populations. The ISDH is conducting a sero survey of other students and faculty in this laboratory to identify risk factors for seroconversion and develop better recommendations for prevention of hantavirus infection in this population. Thank you.